Thanks again for dropping by. Take care till I see you next time, okay? Well, that is the last of them for now. Honestly, what are all those adventurers up to? Stocking up like mad. That's not my concern for now, as long as they've got coin. That's all I need to worry about. Right, okay. Let's go check on how badly they cleared out my storage. Decent recovery potion. God, how am I supposed to open up the shop tomorrow? Okay. Turn this into. I guess I could put this down. Oh, that's not going to do much good though. What time is it? Ah! Perfect! Alright, well that's we should be back from the supply run at any time. As long as things haven't gone downhill again. Oh! Looks like you're still alive and kicking. And in better shape than usual too. What do you mean I'm exaggerating? Surely, I need not remind you of your previous outing. Or the one before that, or perhaps the one where you just about made it through the door before collapsing. All right, over here, you know the drill. Come on, come. I will not be having my dear little adventurer collapsing on me again. My, you weren't joking when you said you were fine this time. I'm glad you're not hurt. What is that look? Is it so strange for me to be worried about you? I'll have you know, you're infuriatingly dear to me. Do you know what it's like to watch you go off on these runs of yours and seeing you close to death each and every time you come back to me? It's enough to make me want to stop you going altogether, but you... All the times I finish healing you, you look at me with the biggest, stupidest smile, and I just... Somehow, it eases my concerns every time. I don't know how you do it. You had better be sorry, all right. Honestly, at this point, I can't help but wonder... Why or what it is that drives you to keep doing these runs despite knowing you come back in worse condition than the previous trip? What did you just say? You like me? I swear you're either a fool or unbelievably honest. I still don't see how that could drive you to push yourself like this. I don't get it. Explain yourself then. No. Oh. Were you like me in that way? Why didn't you just come out and see that in the first place? Hey, stop! Quit laughing! This isn't funny. How could you say it so easily when I've been struggling to bring it up the entire time? Yes, I like you. What's so strange about me liking you? After everything you've done to help keep my business going, right from the start, you were the only one to offer any help when I need to set up shop, and you do any, whether it was supply runs to get materials or patch up or, I mean, you've just done so much and you didn't ask for anything in return. Honest, I harbored some doubts, but after getting to know you from our prior treatments, healing you after your travels, then you are genuinely genuinely one of the sweetest people I've ever come to know. And you're always willing to lend a hand to those in need, and you do it without thinking of any reward. Speaking of, there's something that I've been meaning to give you. Do you think you could maybe close your eyes for me? Just while I go fetch it. Great! I would promise you won't peek, okay? What do you think? Is that a good reward for what you've done for me? I'm glad you liked it. You don't suppose we could do that again, do you? Keep that promise. I don't think I'd mind taking you to that new bakery shop that opened up across town.
Great, it's a deal then.
I love you too. Nah. I hate to do this after things have gotten interesting, but it seems like tomorrow might be another busy day here. So do you think you could manage another run soon? Of course, there'll be a special reward waiting for when you get back. That's a good answer. Now let me just fix you up a potion real quick. And then you can be on your way. And remember, you'd better come back in one piece. You got it? That's my good little adventure.